what are the unique opportunities to live stream on DLive that are not available elsewhere? First, the biggest opportunity on DLive is to use the money you have that's probably not doing anything for you in daily life, like money in stocks, bonds, checking accounts that's earning these really small returns that you're hoping it may do better over time. On DLive, when you buy Steam and put that into Steam Power, that's yours. You can hold it. You can take it out whenever you want to, although powering it down from Steam Power takes a total of 3 months. You get out about 1% or so a day, 7% or so a week once you put it in. That said, the amazing opportunity on DLive is to use all the resources you have in terms of your investments to upvote yourself, to give yourself money on every live stream. That's not available on any other platform. If you hold a bunch of Google stock, you don't get to give yourself money when you live stream on YouTube. If you hold Facebook stock, you don't get to give yourself money when you live stream on Facebook. When you buy Steam and power it up, you get to upvote your own videos. And not only that, you get to upvote other people's live streams. And guess what? Other people are really grateful to get money when you upvote their live stream. And it's only natural they will want to upvote you back. Not every person, not every time. If you've actually got money in investments and these are not doing anything for you other than just being numbers on some statement that you're afraid of every month, DLive presents the incredible opportunity to combine our investments and our earnings and our live streaming in a meaningful way today. Where instead of having money in companies that then we have to watch the news and see how they're doing and we get afraid when the stock market goes down, I've got all my investments in Steam and that allows me to upvote hundreds of dollars every single day. And that's really cool. That's rewarding. That's fun to be able to do that. I've given thousands of dollars away to people posting on the Steam blockchain, which DLive live streams then get posted on the Steam blockchain. That is a unique opportunity not available on any other live streaming platform, which is why when you see people on DLive streaming, most are earning something, even if it is 3 cents or 38 cents or $10, or some are not earning any, but most are earning at least something. That's unique to DLive. Almost everyone that live streams on DLive will at least make a few cents on every single live stream. And some will get $50 on a live stream. Some will get $20. Some will get $68 for playing a video game on live stream directly from the platform, not relying on tips. DLive itself, the platform, has a lot of upvoting power, about $10 million. Or $8 million today, worth of voting power. That means the platform itself is able to give out a lot of upvotes to streamers. That's a unique opportunity. On the downside of that is you need to keep your Steam account safe. If you lose your master password for your Steam account, you may lose your ability to get to live stream again on DLive on that account. And if you put money into that Steam account and you lose the password, you may lose the ability to withdraw that money as well. That is one of the huge downsides. So you need to keep that password safe. Not just safe in one spot, but have it backed up. Offline backups, definitely. And also in a password manager online that like LastPass. Then you've got very low odds of completely losing access to the password. Another unique opportunity on DLive is the ability to do streams you can't do in other places. If we go to the help on DLive, you go over to community guidelines. Now, the community guidelines ask you and you agree not to restream content from DLive on another platform. That means you don't take someone else's live stream and put it from Twitch and put it on DLive. You agree not to violate any copyright laws. You agree not to impersonate anyone or use multiple accounts to collect rewards. The one unique limitation of DLive is to not leave your stream going for long amounts of time unattended. On YouTube, on Facebook, you can do that. On Twitch, you can do that. I believe you can on Twitch. I know you can on YouTube. You don't leave your stream unattended for long periods of time on DLive. Now, what you'll notice, look how small these community guidelines are compared to reading the Twitch ones or the YouTube ones. These allow a lot more possibilities. For example, if you want to do an all-nude gaming stream, you can do that on DLive. It's preferred you mark it not safe for work to help people realize there may be nudity in there. How you can do that. You could do a topless gaming live stream on DLive, and I bet, well, I probably wouldn't get much with my topless stream on DLive. Maybe I would. Some of us have an opportunity to earn really well doing a topless gaming stream. I bet there's a person who can easily earn $100 on every single live stream to do a topless gaming stream. You can do that on DLive. You can do a full nude stream on DLive. And I bet you could earn really well being one of the first to do something like that. There's some niche opportunities that aren't possible on other platforms because of their centralization. There's things you can do like that on DLive that you will have the ability not only just to do it, but to probably do it full time. At least, if not part-time, I bet you can do it full-time if you capitalize on one of those really good niche opportunities like that. The nice thing on DLive is you can blog all in one place because it's on the Steam blockchain. Unlike, say, on YouTube or Twitch where you're limited to doing live streams and or videos, you can build your audience on the Steam blockchain by combining blogging with live streaming. If you only want to live stream once a week, but you could blog and post pictures of yourself and do travel blogs and do tutorials like I do the other 6 days of the week, then you have the ability to build your audience for DLive every day of the week, even if you only can live stream one day a week. That is empowered because some people, hundreds of people, have put me on automatic voters, which means people have been reading my blog posts and love my blog, have put me on automatic voters for my blog. Then when I live stream on DLive, I get those automatic votes on my DLive streams. Steam is the best place I know of right now to build an audience. If you're hearing this for the first time, I've got all the links and signups for it at jerrybanfield.com/steam. Steam gives us the ability to build an audience in one place, and then the earnings translate to every single application we use. DLive is one application on Steam. Another unique opportunity is the rewards actually can go up when the price of Steam goes up. Steam's a cryptocurrency and the rewards are estimated based on today's price. I believe the price will be going up 10 times over the next year or two for Steam. That means when someone's earning $50 of rewards today, the value of that in a year may be $500 if you keep those rewards. And technically, since the Steam dollar is being speculated on, this live streamer is actually earning more like $100 US within 7 days and another $20 or so worth of Steam. If all of that was reinvested, that might be worth $1,000 in a year. I don't know where else you can get tips that would have the ability to increase their own value if you just held them within a year. The nice thing is on DLive, while you agree not to infringe on the copyright on DLive, DLive, as far as I know right now, does not have built-in copyright detection. Meaning if you're playing a video game and a copyrighted song comes on, you're not looking at getting a copyright violation just for having a song that comes on in the middle of the video game that happens to play. It's really annoying on some other platforms if that happens. It's not even your own fault, so to speak. You just triggered some Easter egg. It plays a song. All of a sudden, you violated copyright. On DLive, there's more flexibility because there's not built-in currently copyright systems that automatically detect it. Now, if you go put movies out and broadcast them on DLive, you will get flagged and you'll potentially get your account closed. But if you just have a little copyright slip up, you're not probably going to have any repercussions, which is really nice. There's flexibility on DLive, and there's not that huge centralized influence on DLive from all these record companies and corporations seeking to get in and claim your ad revenue if you accidentally play a one song in the middle of a 4-hour live stream on Call of Duty. I really like that about DLive, that there's that flexibility. I hope this has given you some inspiration when you look around and say, wow, there are some things on DLive that you can't do anywhere else in the world. If someone's, all right, I'm going to get my nude stream going right now. Let's go, Jerry. If you wanted to do nude painting, you could do that on DLive. If you wanted to do nude gaming, you could do that on DLive. As far as I know, you could even have sex on DLive as long as you mark it not safe for work. Now, I don't recommend getting too crazy, but there's a lot of opportunities on DLive that aren't currently available in other live streaming platforms. And those tend to be some of the very best opportunities in life when you can get in on some of these things that have massive open space, massive potential before everyone else has got in. You see, when I started on DLive, I often would have the only live stream up. Today, about 4 months later, there's 50 to 100 live streams up all day, every day. In a year, I bet there'll be 1,000 to 10,000 live streams up on DLive all day, every day. You see, getting in when there's only a few hundred, massive opportunity to build followers, earn rewards. When there's 10,000 people a day streaming on DLive, for better or worse, it'll become more like other live streaming platforms where the competition for the rewards gets intense. The more people push the limits on DLive, there may become some additional community guidelines. That's what tends to happen when you first could put stuff on many of these other platforms. The community guidelines were pretty small on them as well. The bigger something gets, the more problems something has, there tend to be more and more guidelines on it. And most guidelines at places tend to start smaller and then get bigger as more problems happen. So I'm grateful for the chance to present this to you today. I share this with you because I'm grateful that I'm able to work full-time from home, that my family is able to see me on a daily basis, and I'm available to help my wife with our children, and that I don't have to work 40 hours a week to make enough money for my family. I share that with you. I share these things with you because these are the tools I see that are the best to help you do the same thing. If you want to be freed from the slave world of doing work you don't like and missing out on the majority of things that are important in life, like family, friends, community, relationships, I share the best tools I find that help me to have a self-sustaining business. DLive is one of those that I'm sharing today. It's a timely opportunity. There's amazing potential. I'm grateful for the community. On DLive, one more thing. On DLive, you can actually reach the CEO of DLive. You can reach the team members of DLive. As far as I know, that's not very easy on most other live streaming platforms. If you want to make collaborations with the DLive team, if you want to ask the DLive questions, it's very easy when you use the DLive Discord server. So if you go to the help and you search for Discord and you get into the DLive Discord server, and the article that says, is there anywhere else I can look for help? Join the Discord channel. The DLive team is available in the Discord channel because there's something like 20 DLive team DLive members. And meanwhile, there's still a relatively small community of streamers. As with anything, the bigger it gets, the more difficult it'll be to reach the actual team members on DLive. Thank you for learning about why the unique opportunities on DLive are amazing today for live streaming. If you've been banned from live streaming other places, DLive is the place to not only get another start, but to build a niche that you couldn't have built somewhere else. If you've been frustrated with other services, I hope DLive is what you've been looking for today. Thank you for watching this. I love you. You're awesome. And I hope showing you the unique opportunities and limitations of DLive is helpful today.